very convenient center. And then 66.
Now, here I was trying to preach Arjuna how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Purport.
Arjuna's mother was known as Pritha. Her father's name was Maharaj Prithu. Therefore, Arjuna is known as Partha. Sometimes Arjuna is addressed as Partha. It comes from the meaning, root meaning of Arjuna's mother's father, grandfather.
Report. In the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, the living entity has been described as non-material spirit soul who is capable of elevating himself to self-realization by different types of yoga. At the end of the sixth chapter, it has been clearly stated that the steady concentration of the mind upon Krishna, or in other words, Krishna consciousness, is the highest form of all yoga. By concentrating one's mind upon Krishna, one is able to know the absolute truth completely, but not otherwise. Impersonal Brahma Jyoti or localized Paramatma is not perfect knowledge of the absolute truth because it is partial.
Yeah. Impersonal, just like sunshine and the sun, disk, and the inhabitants of the sun globe. In one sense, they are one unit. You cannot separate from sun shine from the sun disk, or the sun disk from the inhabitants of the predominating deity of sun planet. They are all in light, but still there is difference. Sunshine is coming within your room. Although the sun disk and the sunshine is not different, still when you realize what is sunshine, that does not mean you realize what is the sun disk. This is very practical. To understand what is sun shine does not mean to understand what is sun disk. You can have some idea. The sun disk is also light, and it has got heat, it is illuminating. These ideas you can get, but not exactly what is the temperature of that sun disk. How you can live there. There are so many things to learn. Therefore, impersonal Brahma, understanding of impersonal Brahma, is not perfect knowledge. Exactly. Knowledge of sunshine is not perfect knowledge of sun. That you can understand very easily. Suppose daily you are having sunshine within your room, does it mean you know what is sun disk or what is the inhabitants of the sun globe? No, nobody knows. Similarly, impersonal knowledge of the absolute truth is like that. That is not complete knowledge. Although it is light, sunshine is also light, Sun disk is also light. And the inhabitants there, they also must be light, otherwise how they can live? They also must be fiery. Because the inhabitants there, they are also fiery. Without being fire, how can live in fire? Sun is fire. Everyone knows it. The temperature is very high. So if one without having a body suitable to that temperature, how they can live? But there are living entities. That we have got. Because you cannot live in the water, that does not mean there is no living entity in the water. This is nonsense. So if we similarly conclude, because we cannot live in the fire, therefore there is no living entity in the fire. That is nonsense. The exact knowledge is, at least to accept this reasoning, that I cannot live in the water. But if you count the number of living entities within the water, it is far more than living entities on the land. Because the water is three-fourths of the globe. So, how many living entities can live on the one-fourth? Naturally, the number of living entities is far greater. But if you conclude, if I put into the water, I shall die, so there is no living entity within the water. This is nonsense. You don't compare with your situation, with others. That is the mistake, absolutely. We think everything in our own stand. Apavat mannate jagat. That is the nature. Apavat. What he is thinking of himself, therefore others must be like that. No, others may be different from you. So, similarly we will find so many differences in so many planets. They are having their mode of living, civilization, standard of living is completely different. Even in this planet you will find the standard of living in America is different from the standard of living in South America or Africa or India. So why not in other planets? So everything. In the Brahma Sanghita, we understand every planet has different situation. Not that, everything of this nature. So it is not complete idea. Because you can know what is sun sign, therefore you can know what is sun god or sun deep. No, that's it. Similarly, because you have some spiritual life, impersonal life. That what is that impersonal life? The whole Buddha philosophy, impersonal philosophy is looking to that impersonal. What is that? That because here in this material world I have got bad experience of this personal existence. Therefore, I conclude that there must be something impersonal that is nice. That is thinking in the opposite way. But that is not actual fact. Just like a diseased person lying in one side, he is getting pain. He thinks if I lie down on the other side, I will relieve. That he is thinking. But so long he is diseased, there is no question of relief. He is thinking like this way, that way. Just like in the materialistic way. Their last point of happiness is sex. That's all. So they have enjoyed sex life in this way, now they are trying to enjoy sex life in that. But the enjoyment is the same. There is no more enjoyment. That is finished. You can eschew in so many ways, but the result is the same. Similarly, unless you have got perfect knowledge of the Absolute Truth, if you think of the Absolute Truth as something opposite of your present status, that is not perfect. The impersonal knowledge is like that, something opposite of this material world. Lord.
Full in scientific knowledge is Krishna, and everything is revealed to the person in Krishna consciousness. In complete Krishna consciousness, one knows that Krishna is the ultimate knowledge beyond any doubt.
Yes, somebody may say that this is too much sectarian, that knowing simply Krishna, everything is known. Somebody may say like that. But actually this is the fact. The basic statement says like that. Tasmin vijñāte sarvamevam vijñātam bhavanti. If you can understand the origin person, the original person, Upanishad does not say directly the original person is Krishna. Simply because there are so many impersonalists. But Upanishad gives things that if you can understand the original person, tasmin, this is person, tasmin vijñāte, if one is able to understand the Supreme Person, sarvam evam vijñātam bhavanti, then everything becomes known. How? Oh. Suppose you want to know, say I am a forest. If I want to know how this American government is going, I will have to study so many things. But somehow or other, if I made friendship with Mr. Nixon, the president, and if I sit down with him a few days, everything is gone. Is it not? Yes. He will disclose everything that my government is going on like this, you know. So this is a fact. If you try to understand, or if you somehow or other understand the original person, Krishna, then you can understand everything. That will be explained here. Simply by knowing Krishna, he'll understand everything. This wonderful thing is in Krishna consciousness. Simply try to understand what is Krishna, and you will gradually understand everything. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. And that's a fact.
Different types of yogis are only stepping stones on the path of Krishna consciousness. One who takes directly to Krishna consciousness automatically knows about Brahma Jyoti and Paramatma in full.
Yeah. Suppose, the same example, if you can understand the sun disk, then automatically you understand what is sun sign. But understanding sun sign, you cannot understand the sun disk. That is not possible. Therefore, the origin should be understood. Root should be understood. Then everything will be understood. That is knowledge. That will explain itself.
By practice of Krishna consciousness yoga, one can know everything in full, namely the Absolute Truth, the living entities, material nature, and their manifestations with paraphernalia.
What you have to learn? What is knowledge? five things you have to learn. What is your experience within this world? You have experienced this material nature. You are saying it. That's the fact. And you are saying also, thank you. Come on. You are experiencing also the living entities. So many living entities. That's a fact. So material nature is a fact. The living entity, they are also facts. And there is some controller of this material nature and the living entity. That is also fact. You cannot say that you are the controller or material nature is controller. There is a supreme controller. That is God. That is also another fact. And time. Everything is done within time. Time is also a different relative measure according to the... Your time is different from the time of another animal or another living. Just like Brahma's time, you cannot calculate one day of Brahma because your time and his time is different. Similarly, a small microbe animal, his time and your time is different. So he cannot calculate your time. So time is there. The time, living entity, this material world, and the supreme controller, and activities. Every living entity are engaged in some activity. So you have to understand these five things which you are experiencing daily. So if you understand Krishna, these five things will be automatically understood and you will understand everything. By understanding one, Krishna, you understand these five items. And by understanding these five items, you understand the whole. That means you have complete knowledge. So Bhagavad Gita explains like that. Tasmin vijñāte sarvamevam vijñātam bhavanti. Everything becomes known by understanding the Supreme. That is our goal.
One should therefore begin yoga practice as directed in the last verse of the sixth chapter. Concentration of the mind upon Krishna, the Supreme, is made possible by prescribed devotional service in nine different forms.
Yes. Instruction is that how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, this is Krishna consciousness. With mind attached to me, you can know me in full. And if you know Krishna in full, you know everything. And you can know Krishna simply by your concentrating mind upon Krishna. And as soon as you know Krishna, you know everything. Therefore, knowledge is perfect. Is that argument fallacious? You can understand Krishna simply by concentrating upon. That you can do, everyone can do that. And as soon as you understand Krishna, you know everything. So why not take this path? Simple. That is full knowledge. That means it ends. So here it is said, the exact word in Sanskrit is Maya Sattva Manaprata Yogam Vidyan Madhatva. Maya Sattva. If you simply become attached to me, Maya Sattva Mana, your mind should be so trained that you become attached to me. This is yoga. Because yoga means training the mind to concentrate the mental focus on Vishnu or Krishna. That is the yoga prayer. The pressing of nose or making your head down and legs up, these are means come to the point of samadhi, Krishna consciousness. But they are not yoga itself or end. They are means to the end. But here is the end. If you can concentrate your mind on Krishna, then you come to the ultimate point. Therefore Krishna said, simply by concentrating your mind on me, you will understand me perfectly. And as soon as you understand me perfectly, of course you cannot understand God perfectly, that is not possible. He is unlimited, we are not. Still, so far our capacity is concerned, if we can understand Krishna, then everything is known to us. Janma karma me vidvam jo jnanati tattata takta dhiham punarjanma naiti mame iti kaunte. The fourth chapter he says that my appearance, disappearance and activities are all transcendent. Anyone who can understand this transcendental nature of my activities, appearance, disappearance. The result is, tatta deham, after leaving this body, punarjanmanaiti, he does not take birth again in this material world. That is stated in fourth chapter. That means immediately liberation achieved. This is a fact. This is Bhagavad Gita study. Not that you interpret in your own way. Bhagavad Gita says like that. Therefore we present Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any nonsense interpretation. There cannot be any chance of nonsense interpretation. You have to take fact as it is. Then you study. But they are not inclined to study Bhagavad Gita as it is. They want to study Bhagavad Gita as they are. So how you can study Bhagavad Gita? Your mentality, your situation is completely different. So, according to his own nature, that is also explained, that everyone creates his God, religion, according to his own nature. There are three kinds of men. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. So, those who are in the modes of ignorance, they create their own religion of ignorance. Those who are in the passion, they create a kind of religion of passion. And those who are in the modes of goodness, they create their own. But this system, Krishna consciousness, is transcendental. It is above ignorance, passion or goodness. Goodness is also material. A material good man does not mean he will be Krishna conscious. No. A man may be very pious, moralist, but that does not mean he will be able to become Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious person is above goodness. Jisam antakatam papam jananam punna karma. But goodness is a qualification to get promoted on the platform of Krishna consciousness. But goodness is not a means to become Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna conscious, the means is Krishna only. That's all. Nothing else. To become Krishna conscious means you have to adopt the Krishna means, modern. The Krishna means is being instructed in this chapter that how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, that is Krishna consciousness. This is means and the end is same. If you want to come to the end of Krishna consciousness, then you have to become Krishna consciousness. The first stage is Krishna consciousness, and the last stage is also Krishna consciousness. The difference is, one stage is immature and the other stage is mature. When it is mature, then you taste it nice. Just like mango. In the unripe stage, it is mango. And the ripe stage, it is mango. But in the ripe stage, you taste nicely. In the unripe stage, the taste is different. But if you give time for ripening, then you will taste. So Krishna consciousness is the means of Krishna consciousness. No other means can be adopted for Krishna consciousness. You should know. Therefore it is being taught here. How by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, you have to think of Krishna or so that our process is how one can think of Krishna always. We have so many departments. The idea is how to think of Krishna. That is the yoga. Evening, taking prasadam, you are thinking of Krishna. Oh, it is very nice. Krishna has tasted very nice. That is Krishna consciousness. That is yoga. Is there any yoga system in the world that you can become a yogi simply by eating? Is there any yoga system? Just try to understand. Is there any yoga system simply by digging earth for gardening one can become yogi? Is there any yoga system? Here the boys when they dig earth for planting rose flower for Krishna, he's thinking, oh, the flower will be nice. It will be offered to Krishna. There is immediately yoga. Just try to understand how nice it is. Whatever you do, if it is done for Krishna, then you are as perfectionist. Stage of yoga. And anyone can do it. In Mr. Darwin or Chandramukhi is asked, all right, he wants to give, has he limited? And is it a yoga? Immediately yogi. Just try to understand, is there any process of yoga system we can teach even a small child to practice and become yogi? No. If you ask a child, or even the father does, he sit down, let me meditate, press your nose, or he start, or still, you know, cannot. Anyway, is there any if I say to child, my dear God, my dear father, please, do like this, chant Hare Krishna, immediately. Simple method and the highest method. Not that we are advertising our Krishna consciousness movement. Here the authority, the supreme authority, Krishna says, practicing yoga in full consciousness of me. But if you make your own manufactured meaning of these words and cheat public. That is your business. Our business is not to cheat. We have to say frankly, this is the fact, that's all. But you can cheat, oh, it is not Krishna, it is this and that, so many things. This me means I means you are also I am also I. They explain in that way. The me, the word is me, the me is coming from I. So I, you are I am I, therefore. It is means you think of yourself, I think I am. So very good. And rascal persons will catch this saying, oh, then I am always thinking of me. That's all right. Because the demons and the rascals, they are simply trying to avoid God. So if somebody teaches, oh, why you are thinking of Krishna? This me means you, I. That's right. Very nice. The demonic nature is there. I am God. I am everything. So you have to become very cautious. Because my material existence means I have got the tinge of demonic nature. And as soon as I get some impetus from another demon, I become again demon. Again I demon. And then out of Krishna consciousness. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has distinctly forbidden. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hai sarvanas. If you hear the commentary of the impersonalist demons, then your whole thing is fire. The light is fire. Gone. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hai sarvanas. Sarvanas means you lose everything. Because he does not explain demonic explanation that I am God, you are God. People do not like. Just like the other day, they explain in the verse. They like that explanation. Because demonic. People are generally demonic. More or less. One may be 50% demand, another maybe 80% demand. But everyone in this material world is a demand. Materialistic means demand. Don't you see the example of Hiranyakashipu? What was his fault? He's called a demand. Why? What was his fault? His fault was to not to accept God. His small child was devotee, was thinking of God, and the father was angry. Why you are thinking of God? Why you are thinking of Krishna? You see? But materially, the father was so powerful that he conquered all over other planets. He was so powerful. That any materialistic person is he has got more money, well spent, is worth it. So this is demand worth it. Demands are generally very powerful. They are so-called educated. They are so-called so many things they have got. But if the taste is, if he has no Krishna consciousness or God consciousness, he is demand. That's all. That is the study of the one. Yes, right.
Devotional service in 9 different forms, of which pranam, hearing, is the first and most important.
Yes. There are 9 different forms of devotional service. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Satyam Atmani Vedanam. This night. So, the first principle is Sravanam. As it says, Sravanam means hearing. That's all. The first principle of practice is yoga, bhakti yoga, beginning, practicing yoga in full consciousness of me. This yoga practice begins simply by hearing. You have got these ears, you simply just lend your ears and you become good. Oh. And as soon as you become experienced in hearing, you become a preacher. Pirtama. Immediately. One who has heart nicely, he will try to become a kirtanya or preacher. That is natural. That is natural. Savanam kirtanam. And savanam means hearing and kirtanam means preaching or chanting. Then savanam kirtanam, like the people are hearing so many things daily, they are going to the college, the schools, and meetings and assembly and association, they are all hearing savanam. They are practicing yoga? No! Savanam kirtanam Vishnu! You have to hear and preach and chant of Krishna, nothing else. Not that simply by hearing any nonsense things you become yoga. Here it is said, practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, Krishna. So you have to hear of Krishna. You have to speak of Krishna. Then you practice. Right. It clearly says, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Not any other one. There are so many rascals that you can hear of any demigod, any man. That's all right. No. Any man, any demigod is not Krishna. That is misunderstanding. Kāmaśyaktya hitajñānā jayante anna devatā. If any person goes to worship any other demigod, he is persuaded by lust. But those who are worshipper of Krishna, they are not persuaded by lust, they are persuaded by love. That is the difference. Therefore, those who have got lust within their mind, they can worship many other demigods. But those who are free from all lusty desires, simply want to love Krishna, they can attain this Savanam Kirtanam, chanting and hearing. Savanam, hearing. Then, Savanam is the first important part. That is the if one simply hears, simply by hearing, sincerely, seriously, he becomes perfect. It is so nice. If simply people come here and simply hear Bhagavad Gita and try to understand it, he becomes perfect. But they will not come. As soon as they hear, oh, Swamiji is preaching that I am not God, God is divine. I've done something. Finish. I have to flatter him that you are God, then he will come. His hearing is disturbed because there is no flattering words. But if he sticks to hearing, always becomes God. But Maya is not allowing here. Oh, please go sit down. Don't come here. Oh. Even our students, they remain here for some time. Well, Maya dictates, oh, why you are squatting this time? But this process is very simple, really. But Maya is not allowing to accept the simple process. So one has to become very strong. Mameva prapadvanti mayamitam param. One who is determined, yes, I am here of Krishna, nothing, then maya cannot be. Mana is divided. If simply one decides that I am simply of here, hearing, simply I hear of Krishna, nothing more, oh, then he defeats the maya. Simply by determination. That's all. Yes. No.
The Lord therefore says to Arjuna, touch me or hear from me.
Yes, hear from me. Oh. And hearing from whom? From a lokat? No, from Krishna. All Krishna is representative. That he left it. Hearing, there must be hearing process also from the authorized person. That's like if you take electricity. You should take electricity where the electric point is there. Electricity is everywhere, that's nice. Everyone expects electricity. But you have to take electricity from the plug where the electricity current is going. Then you get this. Therefore, Savanam, hearing from whom? From Krishna, or is it in there? It is quite. Not from Dr. Radha Krishna and any other nonsense. Because they are not the good, they are not the principle of Krishna. What is derived? You cannot derive any benefits, because there is no electricity. It is simply plug, looking like plug. If you take some white lime water, lime, they say water, white one, it looks like milk. Is that milk? Because it is white? All is not gold that is that glitters. Therefore you have to see person from where you have to hear. That's the Gana Tusa Guru Me, where we have said that we have to select person from where to hear. That is the way. Either you search out, or by Krishna's grace you get a person who is authorized, then your life is somewhere else you have to come. Just like Maharaj Parikshit, he was devotee of Krishna from the beginning of his life. Krishna sent him, Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami. Now Maharaj Parikshit is going to die within 7 days. He is very anxious what to do. Please go there. Because Krishna is sitting within yourself. As soon as Krishna finds that you are very sincere seeking Krishna, Krishna will immediately give you a chance. Here is chance. Here is Shama. So we have this life in that. Kavanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Hear from me. Know what? Either you hear from Krishna or from Krishna's representative. Just like Arjuna is hearing from Krishna and you hear from Arjuna, then you get the perfect instruction. If you say, where is Arjuna, where is Krishna? But Arjuna's words are there. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's words are there. So if you take the words as it is, then you hear Bhagavad Gita. If you change, then you don't hear Bhagavad Gita, you hear something nonsense. These are very simple things. So hearing is very important. Hear from me. Nobody can be a great authority than Krishna. And therefore by hearing from him, one receives the greatest opportunity for progress in Krishna consciousness. You hear from Krishna as he is speaking. He says that practice yoga and full consciousness of me. If you do that, then you hear him. But if you do something nonsense, that is not hearing. That is not hearing. But they will do something nonsense which is not approved by Krishna in the penitentiary. Very, very. Yes.
One has therefore to learn from Krishna directly, or from a pure devotee of Krishna, and not from a non-devotee upstart, puffed up with academic education.
Yes. Somebody says, oh, I'm a very good scholar in Sanskrit and English, and this language, that language, I can explain. I have read so many books, and I can comment, I can give footnotes, and waste your time. He's very nice. Simply for wasting time and energy, everyone is ready. And as soon as the right thing is given, right thing, if you say, you haven't got to go through so many process. You simply chant Hare Krishna. Simply by chanting, things like that. There are many stories in this discussion how people are not accustomed to take things very simply. They want something bombastic.
The Srimad Bhagavatam, this process of understanding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is described in the third chapter of the first canto as follows. To hear about Krishna from the Vedic literature, or to hear from him directly through the Bhagavad Gita, is itself righteous activity. And for one who hears about Krishna, Lord Krishna, who is dwelling in everyone's heart, acts as a well-wishing friend and purifies the devotee.
This is very important. The Bhagavad statement is there. Sinnatang satata Krishna punnasavana kīrtan. If somebody even does not understand the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, simply he sticks to the hearing process. Then there is result. Sinnatang satata Krishna. Bhagavad says, one who is just like these children, we have got so many children, devotees there. It is not possible that they are understanding the subtle philosophical statements of Bhagavad Gita, but because they are sitting and hearing, they are writing. But whatever he writes, it is right. Just take a practical example. So, this is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Simply, if one sticks to hearing, he may be a child, he may be a boy, he may be a woman, or he may be some illiterate man or anything less intelligent, it doesn't matter. Simply, if he hears, Sinnatam Sapatha Krishna, and Krishna is there within your heart. As far as Krishna sees, this is very nice, he is hearing about me, he will help you immediately. He will cleanse your heart. Because, therefore, to hear of Krishna Kirtan is also another pious act. So, These wires, when they are going in the street chanting Hare Krishna, automatically they are giving chance to the people to become pious. Hearing is so important. They are becoming pious. They are purchasing one copy back to Godhead. They are nodding, yes, these wires are very nice. They are accumulating something spiritual. It is so nice. Visindatan Satata Krishna. Punna Kramana Kirtana. Simply by hearing chanting, it is pious activity. So one who is engaged in this pious activity, Riddhanta Savadrani, that one who hears the Krishna, understanding that this person is hearing, he cleanses. The chanting process we have many times discussed, it is a cleansing process. And as soon as the heart is clean, one can understand Krishna immediately. It is a cleansing process, this hearing process. Riddhanta Savadrani, Sri Sata, he is friend, Krishna is friend of everyone, but he is a special friend of the devotee. Sri Sata. Sata means devotee, and sweet means friend. Krishna is friend. Just like the same example, government is taking care of all citizens, but he is taking more care of the civil citizens than the criminals. The criminal citizens, they are also under the care of the government, but they are not taking so much care as the civil citizens. Similarly, God is taking care of everyone. That's the fact. Maybe he is sinful and not sinful, but he takes special care of the devotee. That is very important. Yes.
In this way, a devotee naturally develops his dormant transcendental knowledge. As he hears more about Krishna from the Bhagavatam and from the devotees, he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. By development of devotional service, one becomes freed from the modes of ignorance and passion, and thus material lusts and avarice are diminished.
Yes. This will be the result. Saturajastamo bhava kamaloba dayastati, they become devils. The whole entanglement of our material life is due to our embarrassed by the qualities of ignorance and passion. So, by hearing, this modes of ignorance and passion will be diminished. And then you come to the platform of goodness, and then you come to the platform of transcendental understanding. Yes.
When these impurities are wiped away, the candidate remains steady in his position of pure goodness and becomes enlivened by devotional service and understands the science of God perfectly. Thus, Bhakti Yoga severs the hard knots of material affection, and one at once comes the stage of Asamsayam Samagram, understanding the supreme absolute personality of Godhead.
Asamsayam Samagram. By Bhakti Yoga, you can understand the absolute truth of as he is and Samagram in full. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. These words are used in Asamsayam Samagram Man Jatha Gashrasi Tatsu. You will understand me in full and without any doubt. So one who is in Krishna consciousness, he knows God in full and without any doubt. Therefore, only by hearing from Krishna or from his devotees in Krishna consciousness, can one understand science of Krishna? Thank you.
Prabhupada, you mentioned that we must know, if we know Krishna, then we will know these other five things. And if we know those five things, then our life will become perfect. Can you explain to us what time is? Explain time.
That are all explained. Time is relative. Time is eternal. Eternal. But it is just like Brahma's duration of time. That is, according to our calculation, that is eternal. Many, many millions of years. But Brahma is also subjected to birth and death. Although time is eternal, but within this material world, we are not eternal on account of material contamination. But time is eternal. Time is eternal, God is eternal, you are also eternal, living entity. Simply, our work is not eternal. That can change. That we are not changing our work. Suppose in this life you are American, your work is different from the China. But next time when you change your body, something else, your work change. In this body you are human being, next time you become a dog or a demigod, then you are changed. So we are changing our work according to the change of the body. Therefore, work is not eternal. So our whole material existence is due to different kinds of work. So if we make the work also eternal, that is Krishna consciousness activity, then come to become. But in the material existence, our work is not eternal. We have understood that I am not this body. Theoretically. If not practically, theoretically, because we have heard from Bhagavad Gita that deinness means the khadi hiko mana jubunangaha. As the soul is changing the body every morning. That I am not this body. The body is changing. So, body is not eternal, but actually every materialistic person is engaged in the body activities. He is acting as American. Why? Because his body is American. He is acting as Indian. Why? Because his body is Indian. He's acting as husband because his body is male. He's acting as wife because his body is female. You take all activities, it is due to this body. But if the soul is eternal, then one should see, then what is my eternal activity? The bodily activity. Body is not eternal, therefore this activity is also not eternal. Then what is my real activity, eternal activity? And that is Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti. So this work is not eternal, but if you take to Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness activity is eternal. Therefore, there is no loss, even if you cannot complete Krishna consciousness activity that we have already discussed in the last chapter, still you are not in loss. Whatever you do, sarvamapi yastra dharmasya trayate mahatova. Even if it's little done, you get some effect. That will never be lost. Therefore, you have to stick to these activities, Krishna consciousness activities. Whatever you do, if you can complete, it's recognized. If not, whatever you do, that is not lost. That is eternal.